Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for being part of our day and for allowing me to be part of yours. Karen Post is our guest, as I promised. Karen is the branding diva. She's the author of The Brain Tattoo, creating unique brands that stick in your customers' minds, and she's our good friend. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Folks, Karen is one of those people we turn to when we want to talk about branding. And as you know, I know you're rolling your eyes out there because you're, Karen, they're saying, here goes Blasingame on his branding kick again. But what they also know is that I never get off my branding kick. It's always something that I like to talk to small business owners about because I keep trying to remind them, Karen, as you do too, that you got you will have a brand. The question is whether you're the one who's defining your brand or whether somebody else is defining your brand, like your competitors.
Right, right. And, you know, and there's a new wave going on in branding. I mean, the principles remain the same, but now a lot of companies are embracing something called open source branding. And you've heard of open source software.
We know about open source operating systems. We talked about that earlier this week.
Right, that things that are available. Well,
where the community develops can have access to the system, the operating system, and they can make it whatever they want to make it.
That's right. Well, the same thing applies to a brand. So as a business owner, you think through the basics of who you are and what you want to be, but then you really set up a lot of ways to create dialogue with your community and your audience and your target prospects where they give you ideas, and then from that, your brand really evolves.
Well, and you know, Karen, though, that sounds like a little bit of a goat roping to me. That sounds like a little bit of too much of a committee. What do you think?
Well, you know, it is a big committee, but that means that you get a lot of ideas. And whenever there's a lot of ideas, the propensity for there to be some good ones is pretty darn strong. Plus, people feel good when they contribute to something, then they take ownership of it, which is something that you want when you're trying to build loyalty for your brand.
But if you're asking your customers to be that involved in your brand, what if you don't take their ideas? Because somebody's got to make a final decision.
Right. Well, I think you are honest with your audience, and you let them know that, you know, you're going to have open ears and open eyes. You may not agree with everything they say, but you do want to hear it. And then, you know, it really kind of depends on what they throw at you. And you need to handle that carefully, but I think it can be handled properly as long as you follow up with people, you have open dialogue.
How do we implement something like this? How do we initiate something like this?
Well, like in my case, I've recently started two new things. One is a new community called Odd Pods.
I told the audience about that earlier.
Yeah, which is going to be very cool. And it is very much a phase one brand. So we've thought through the name and who we're targeting and what it's going to offer. But really the end brand is going to evolve based on feedback from visitors and prospects and customers.
But Odd Pods, the product of Odd Pods is the community.
It is,
right?
But there are things that we're going to build out that through feedback will be built out more to the specs of what the audience wants. Like, for instance, the actual social network part where people can meet other people, mm-hmm. What that looks like, what the functionality is like, how it works. We are absolutely trying to elicit feedback and ideas from people that are visiting our phase one site to
right.
get that.
Are people responding? Are you getting
some
responses?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of interesting ideas, just small little things, you know, like, yeah, people don't like having to remember lots of passcodes.
Right.
So, you know, that's a very important...
How are you fixing that?
Well, you know, we're looking at solutions right now. We don't have all the end solutions because we just launched, 4 days ago. So we are very much in the process of listening and learning. And then the next few weeks, we will take that information and with our planning and with our team, try to come up with something that's on the brand for what the community wants, and it makes sense for the business, too. I mean, because, you know, it is a business, and so I can't, you know, create something that doesn't work on all fronts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a balance, and it's not, you know, it's not a, you know, it's probably simpler if you just figure it out and go do what you want. But I think long-term, this will be a more meaningful way to build a brand because then the community will have ownership in it.
I think you're right, but one thing's going to be interesting is going to be, as you and I continue to visit over the next year or so, and you reporting back to us on how this went.
Absolutely. So well, hopefully it'll be good news.
We'll be watching your experiment. 22. We'll be right back with Karen Post. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's all there for you. It's designed to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Everything there is, and we got a lot more good stuff to come. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to our blog and our newsletter, one or both, at least one or both. One of those two choices. Hope you'll check it out. Karen Post is our guest. That's her laughing at me on the other end. She is the branding diva. She's the author of Brain Tattoos. Give us your website and tell us where your book's available.
It's brandingdiva.com, and my book is available at fine bookstores all across America and at Amazon.
Wherever fine books are sold.
Yes.
And you can learn a lot on branding from Karen, ladies and gentlemen. I certainly hope you'll take advantage of that. We're talking about, you want to go ahead and give them the new website?
Yeah, it's called Odd Pods, ODDPODZ.com. And an odd pod is someone who just thinks creatively. Maybe they tend to be a little more right brain. They're open to possibilities. So the site is all about finding inspiration and exchanging ideas to help you be more creative. And it's a very cool experience. I hope the folks will check it out.
Now, you're calling this, you didn't call it a website, you called it an experience. Tell us why
you're mentioning it. It's an experience because it's an opportunity to contribute, which from research we did, we found that that's very important. Like there's a section that's called Vent where you can get things off your chest that just bug you or things that you see and you go, what were they thinking?
Are you going to be editing those things before they go up?
We're pretty open. I mean, unless it's something that
you know there are plenty of people out there off their meds, right?
Yeah, I know. Well, if it's something harmful or, you know, in bad taste, that probably wouldn't make the cut. But
right.
We're going to be pretty open to everybody's creativity and what they want to get off their chest.
All right. So, but tell us again, now when you think of an odd pod, you're an odd pod.
I am an odd pod. And, you know, there's over 150 million odd pods globally. and there, you know, there's been a lot of
research
done.
How do you know that, Karen?
Well, have you heard of Richard Florida, the guy who wrote the book on the creative class and building economies?
Right.
Well, he did lots and lots of studies and looking at this group of people. And through his research, that's what he found. And I believe the guy.
All right. Well, that's it. That's his story, and we're sticking to it.
That's
but,
right.
But tell us, really, what do you, when I say you're an odd pod? Give us an idea of whether we're an odd pod or not.
Okay, an odd pod is someone who is a creative person. They tend to be a little bit of a risk taker. You know, generally, entrepreneurs can be odd pods. They're right brain thinkers, or at least they use their right brain with their left brain.
They at least allow their right brain to run a little bit before their left brain reels it in.
That's right.
They give their right brain a little bit of room to move around and be creative.
Right. So logic is important, but intuitive thinking is really important. Possibilities, creativity, look, thinking outside the box, being a little bit of a nonconformist, which with branding is a very important characteristic, because if you're going to be distinct, you've got to do something different. So I want people to build up their right brain thinking and to be more creative.
Here's how I would help people decide if they're an odd pod or not.
Okay.
When you wake up in the morning, you're everybody, at least anybody listens to my show, has heard me say this before, Karen. Your right brain wakes up first. The left brain doesn't wake up with the right brain. So when you're taking a shower, when you're getting ready to go in the morning, you've got all these great ideas that come to mind. Your right brain is telling you those things. Those are the creative things. When your left brain wakes up and it starts to say, are you out of your mind? What is you can't do that. This is ridiculous. That's not logical. If you immediately put any of the creative ideas that you had, if you throw them away and you listen to your left brain completely and you never try to act on any of those right brain things, you never say to yourself, what if, and actually, you know, try to implement any of those things, then you're a left brainer and you're not an odd pod. But if you say, you know what, this may be a crazy idea, but I'm going to see where it goes, then you might be an odd pod. What do you think?
I think that's a good sum up of it. Excellent.
That's the way I am. I mean, that's the way I think about myself is whenever I'm being creative, the more creative I am, the longer I allow my left brain or I allow my right brain to run before my left brain shuts it down.
Right. And hanging out and exchanging ideas with other creative people, I think, is very important in developing your creative side. And so that's one of the goals with this community, is that you'll have an opportunity to meet other people online that, you know, may have small businesses that are dealing with some of the same challenges, and you need creative answers to come up with the best way to handle them.
Well, usually there are plenty of left brain mechanisms in our world,
right,
that slow down the right brain stuff. For example, money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, money can put a crunch on creativity sometimes. But if you're really creative, you should be able to take that same idea and come up with 10 ways to do it where it doesn't require money, but it just requires creative thinking.
Or maybe not as much as you thought. But the thing is logic is good, is a good way to temper the creative side, isn't it? I mean, you need the left brain. You got to have somebody who says, yeah, but what are you going to do if this happens?
Right.
You got to have that side, don't you?
Well, I think the balance is important, but I think sometimes people who tend to be more left brain forget about their creative side, and they could really be a much stronger leader and a better business person if they use both sides.
Well, I agree, which is what I was about to say. If you're completely a right brainer, be careful.
Okay.
stand by. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Karen Post. The website is oddpodz.com. Oddpods.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Post. And the website is braintattoos.com. Is that right?
Yeah, either one of those work.
Braintattoos.com or thebrandingdiva.com?
Right.
And also Odd Pods, two Ds and a Z on the end. Oddpods.com is a new site. Karen, talk to us about the process that you've gone through, if you will, to launch this new site, this new concept, this new community that you're building. I mean, this is probably going to be your legacy, isn't it?
Yeah, I would hope so. Well, the first thing is come up with something that you love, that you think an audience will want to pay for. And when I say pay for, I don't necessarily mean with money, but it could be just with their time. And so where we started was, once we came up with that idea, is creating the brand name. And a lot of times small business owners will come up with good names, but then when you go see if they're available, They're not. So that's the very, very first, most important thing when you're doing a new startup and thinking about branding is really doing your due diligence and your homework on your name, because I would hate for people to spend money on creating something and then get a cease and assist letter saying,
right,
can't use this. So that's really where we started, and it's a really important piece.
Well, that's real good advice. And these days, it's especially if you're doing things on the Internet, it's real easy to find out if somebody else has already got your name.
It is. But what it could be not available or available on the Internet, and it could be registered with the U.S. Trademark Department.
Right.
So you need to do both. Absolutely.
Well, that's easy to do, too, uspto.gov.
It is. But, you know, it's a government setup, so there's a lot of detail and trickiness. So you really, you know, if you're going to do something big, I think it's important to have a professional to work with you just to make sure, because there's different categories that you can register things for.
That's right.
It's not as simple as just registering a URL and saying, okay, we've got a name.
It's one of the having, if you're going to be in the content creation business, if you're going to be in the business of, if you're going to be a right brainer, I guess I should say, especially,
right,
or if you got any right, which I don't know who doesn't have right brain components to their business, even if they're not right brained. You got to know in the 21st century, you've got to have a relationship with an intellectual property attorney.
Right.
Which we do, we certainly do here, and I know you do too. All right, what are some other things that you got to do if you're going to launch something like this?
Well, then you've got to write your business plan, which, you know, took me about 4 months to do, but it's probably the most important document of anything that you'll do that has to do with your business. Because without a plan, you know, how will you know when you get there, and how will
right.
you know what it will take to do that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's an important piece, but not only could it be helpful if you decide you want to go out and raise some funding, but it's a great tool as you start adding employees so that everyone knows where you're going and what you're doing. And so that was a big part of what we've done. And then from there, it's moving forward and taking some chances and trying things and getting feedback and modifying and just
what are you doing with that
decisions.
Feedback? What are you doing with that feedback?
Well, we are actually databasing it into different categories. So if it comes in on the technology area, or it comes in on a marketing side or a product side, because I have a branded product that I launched at the same time with Odd Pods. It's a line of T-shirts,
mm-hmm.
because I think that that will be a great way to build the brand.
They're
and
called
to,
Oddities.
Yes,
by the way.
And they're cool T-shirts packaged in big tea bags. But through that product development, feedback is going to be really important, because we started off with a good inventory, but some flexibility. And so we've already had feedback on what people like in certain materials and styles and things like that. So we are definitely taking that information and then applying it to our future product.
Do you have to be careful not to confuse your customers, your visitors, your community, so they know exactly what your main reason is for being there?
Yeah, and it will be an ongoing process as the relationship develops. You know, we've got a lot of avenues that we're talking to our customers. Like, we've got a weekly e-zine that's called Open Eyes that is news and information, but it's about creativity and innovation and thinking outside the box. So everything that we try to do, we try to keep it on brand. So then, you know, within a few months, they go, oh, yeah, I get what they're all about.
Yeah,
based
yeah.
on all the touch points that you've done.
Right. Good luck with this, Karen. We certainly want to help you with it, and I'm proud of you for your new project and all the things that you do for small businesses.
Well, thank you so much, Dan.
Karen Post, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Brain Tattoos. Put a .com on the end of that, and you can find all about her. And don't forget OddPods with a Z.com. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.